Current and Future Neutrino Limits on the Abundance of Primordial Black Holes, by Nicholas Bernal et al. Primordial black holes, PBHs, formed in the early universe are sources of neutrinos emitted via Hawking radiation. Such astrophysical neutrinos could be detected at Earth, and constraints on the abundance of comet mass PBHs could be derived from the null observation of this neutrino flux. Here, we consider non-rotating PBHs and improve constraints using Super-Kamiokande neutrino data, as well as we perform forecasts for next-generation neutrino, Hyper-Kamiokande, Juno, Dune, and dark matter, Darwin, Argo, detectors, which we compare. For PBHs less massive than approximately few times 10 to the power of 14 G, PBHs would have already evaporated by now, whereas more massive PBHs would still be present and would constitute a fraction of the dark matter of the universe. We consider monochromatic and extended, log-normal, mass distributions, and a PBH mass range spanning from 10 to the power of 12 G to approximately 10 to the power of 16 G. Finally, we also compare our results with previous ones in the literature. This was Current and Future Neutrino Limits on the Abundance of Primordial Black Holes, by Nicholas Bernal et al.